I could call the order of the June 6th, 2024 meeting of the Tacoma Civil Service Board. May we have the roll call, please?
Member Ballantyne?
Present.
Mayor Hansen?
Here.
Board Member Klein?
Here.
Board Member Sexton is excused. Board Member Wick?
Here.
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
Here.
Okay, next item, communication for information. The July meeting is going to be moved to July.
Can we do the minutes?
Oh, I skipped that. All right. Okay, so I realize that some people were not present during some of the meetings, how many minutes. So what I'd like to do is approve this as a group, however, is that going to work or going to do it individually?
It's up to
you. Okay, so do we have a motion to approve the minutes for March 28, 2024, April 4th, 2024, April 11th, 2024, and May 2nd, 2024?
Yes, Chair Hansen, I so move.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Okay, the motion passes. Now for communication for information. Just to make a note that July meeting will be moved to July 11th due to the holiday. Actions on matters still pending, new business. First item is a jurisdiction discussion regarding a complaint submitted by Chanta France with the Planning and Development Services Department. And Mr. Lib, would you like to... have you requested a discussion and would you like to proceed with that?
Was that Mr. Hansen?
Have you requested a discussion on that matter? Would you like to proceed?
Yes, we have requested a...
Okay.
Yes.
So you can go ahead and proceed now if you'd like.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And first, thank you, members of the Civil Service Board for your time. We appreciate it. We think this is a simple issue. The fact is, Ms. France has been a classified employee for well over 20 years with the City of Tacoma. There was a reclassification of positions of Ms. France's position in the planning department in 2023. There were several other reclassification decisions. And there was no opportunity for Ms. France to receive a hearing or notice regarding that removal of her civil service protections. So now she's considered what the city has told us is an appointed employee. She's never been appointed to a position by any City of Tacoma official or political appointee. And, you know, it's all mentioned in our complaint pretty clearly, but we believe this Civil Service Board has jurisdiction over this pursuant to Rule 1.24270. This board has wide discretion, or actually, I wouldn't even say discretion. They have the authority to investigate any or all matters relating to conditions of employment in the service of the city, either in response to employment complaints or on its own initiative. For any public employee, at a minimum, they're required to get certain rights when their position is removed. And essentially, that's what happened here. She literally lost a classified position, and now she's performing an appointed position. And, you know, Loudermill hearings are required for all of these type of situations. And typically, there has to be cause to remove somebody from a position that's classified. Public employees have property rights to their positions as classified employees. And we, as you saw in the complaint, we've tried, you know, Ms. France first tried on her own to resolve this with the City of Tacoma. She reached out to HR and they told her that she wasn't even able to appeal the decision to reclassify her. The only appeal right she got allegedly was to appeal the decision of the classification, like what actual like pay she would get or what type of class unclassified position she would get. But she was never given an opportunity to even appeal the decision to reclassify her position into an appointed position. So we feel that just falls squarely within 1.24270. And, you know, the personnel rules are very clear in our view about what's a classified and unclassified position. Classified positions are and, you know, pretty much most positions are classified. The personnel rules define unclassified positions as positions such as like temporary project type of positions, appointed positions, and things of that nature that, you know, we've referenced in the complaint. But in this situation, it simply doesn't apply to Ms. France. So at a minimum, all we're asking at this hearing is a chance to appeal the city's decision to reclassify Ms. France's position. Or, you know, I don't even know if reclassify is the right word, to eliminate her position. They eliminated her classified position. And then now they have put her in a position that is not classified. And that has huge ramifications for Ms. France. She no longer has the seniority rights she had before. She no longer has rights to appeal even a termination if she's terminated. And, you know, we believe that's a deprivation of her property rights under the U.S. Constitution. It's also just, you know, an arbitrary decision by the city. So, you know, it's all stated in our complaint. We don't think it's a complex matter. That being said, we're happy to try and, you know, have a discussion here as to, you know, why we believe this, we're entitled to at a minimum a civil service board hearing or civil service hearing regarding the removal of her position and the interpretation of the personnel rules that define classified versus unclassified positions.
Well, Mr. Lim, so the city is not contesting jurisdiction in this matter. So normally we would set this matter for hearing, and so at the hearing then you would have an opportunity to present witnesses and cross-examine witnesses.
Okay.
So but our attorney might, Ms. Lance, might want to weigh in on this, but I was looking at your particular situation, and basically when an Tacoma City employee wants to appeal a decision, there are two mechanisms to do that, and one is a complaint and the other one is an appeal. And with the complaint, you have the same due process rights of opportunity to present witnesses, cross-examine witnesses, submit documentary evidence, that kind of thing. With an appeal, of course, you would have those rights as well. However, with a complaint, we can only issue a recommended decision. With an appeal, we can issue a final binding decision regarding this matter. And so procedurally, I was looking at this and thinking that an appeal might be an option for you as well with respect to this particular matter. I don't know if you've had a chance to review the...
Yeah, no, thank you for mentioning that. As far as whether to pursue an appeal versus a complaint, you know, if we're allowed to, I'd like to discuss that with my client and get back to the commission. I have my feelings about what we'd prefer, but it's just not an issue that's come up.
Okay.
Right now. I mean, and it could even be a short conference today, frankly, but okay. Yeah.
So either way, what we would do, what we normally do is go ahead and schedule this matter.
Okay.
And so we would, our coordinator, Wendy Hobson, would contact the city and you to set up a time that's convenient for both parties.
Okay.
And then you have an opportunity, as in any other hearing or trial, to submit pre-hearing briefs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's outlined, I think, on the webpage. I think our procedures are outlined on a link. Don't we have a link? So you can check our civil service board webpage.
Okay.
And that contains the timelines for submitting briefs and reply briefs. If you want to do that, I mean, that's up to you. And then,
okay.
And then, you know, any documentary evidence, I believe there's some timelines for that as well. So if you want to
okay.
review that, and then if you want to get back to us on the procedure.
I think, Ms. Hobson, I think what happens is you'll call to schedule the procedure and then a schedule for the briefing, and everything else will get, will follow on that, right? All of that is communicated to them.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good. I mean, you know, I you know, we weren't sure if there was going to be a challenge to jurisdiction or not. Given that there isn't, then I think the next step is just I need to confer with Ms. Francis was whether we'll pursue the quote unquote complaint option or the appeal option. You know, we could have a decision on that very shortly.
And Chair Hansen, I would suggest that we have a conversation amongst ourselves as to whether it is appropriately heard as an appeal.
Okay. Yeah, I thought Ms. Lance wanted to weigh in on this, so we'll go into executive session and because Ms. Lance wants to weigh in on that before we make a final decision.
Fair enough. Yeah, and we will look at the regulations as well. I mean, we may want to weigh in on that depending on what the decision is or from the Civil Service Board about that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
okay.
Why don't you want to do that now? We'll go ahead and have an executive session and then...
Sure. Yeah, I think that's appropriate under this agenda item, but you'll want to go into a closed session for the purpose of discussing attorney-client privilege matters?
Uh-huh, yes.
So do you want us to, log off temporarily or put it on mute or something, or do you want to kick us out of another
room? I don't
know
room? How we can do that. We're
going to stop the recording.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay, that's fine.
And then you could just call me, right? On the phone, Chair, or like, what would that, I don't know how that would work, right? I could call you guys on the phone. Or how does that, I don't know how that works.
And then